Before we left Auschwitz, as a matter of fact, we went out to our workplace, to the farm, in the morning, early in the morning, and we start the march from the working place. So we never went back to the camp, and they promised to give some food on our way, but we never get. But one positive thing that happened to me, that one of the veterinarians, one of the doctors, veterinarians, probably had two pair of shoes, and he understand that he has no use, because somebody will take from him if he carry an extra pair of shoes. So he gave me, and it was a very good pair. My shoes were not in very good condition, and this is what very important when you have to march day after day, day after day. And it was a big size that I could take some fabric pieces, and was sure one little details, but was this time was very important for me, that to be able to march, because this was a very, very people that were not able to go, just one was one solution. I and rest of the prisoner was very, very sad, because we know that if we could stay in Auschwitz, so the Russian army was just 2 or 3 days away, so we understand that we have a very tough time before us, and it was tough. As a matter of fact, I lost contact with the people I was working together. So, because when we started the march, it was a few thousand people. I don't know exactly how many thousand, but a few thousand. So suddenly you get part of a big many people, and it was difficult too. So I never met this veterinarian that gave me the shoes. And you see, we just took day by day. Was no chance to make plans for the future. It was just day by day to survive, one day, 1 hour. So